You're listening to SBS News.
On a quiet residential street in the Brisbane suburb of Camp Hill, a growing memorial of flowers and messages mark the scene of a crime which shocked the nation. Hannah Clark was on the school run with her children, aged 3, 4, and 6, when her estranged husband, Rowan Baxter, allegedly doused the family in petrol. The three children died inside the car. Their 31-year-old mother managed to get out, but died last night in hospital from horrific burns. Mr. Baxter, a 42-year-old former rugby league player and fitness instructor, died from self-inflicted injuries at the scene. Detective Inspector Mark Thompson appealing to any members of the community with further information to come forward.
I can confirm that Queensland Police have engaged with both Hannah and her estranged husband in relation to domestic violence issues.
Ms. Clark's brother took to social media to express his grief and anger, writing, "Rest in peace, you beautiful souls. Yesterday I had my sister, nephew and 2 nieces taken from me in the worst way possible by a heartless monster they called their dad." Words of support and sorrow flowed in from across the country, Prime Minister Scott Morrison expressing his condolences.
Hannah and her 3 children, so senselessly and maddeningly murdered in what has occurred in a terrible act of violence. And it just grieves our hearts terribly today.
Family, friends, even complete strangers paid their respects.
We just can't even imagine what this family is going through, and I think that as friends, we need to communicate with each other and support each other.
The incident has shocked anti-domestic violence campaigners, including CEO of Queensland Women's Legal Service, Angela Lynch.
It says we have a long way to go, and it says that we require our governments to take action at every level. It says that in our legal system, we need to truly prioritise issues of safety.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.